It is the radio segment that might be taking a month off soon because it's getting its lips done. It wants to look better for you. Okay. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Canada. Last weekend, a 42-year-old man named J.P. Nadal was speaking at his daughter's wedding in an apple orchard when the unthinkable happened. At one point, he became choked up and spoke right to the groom, saying, quote, "Adam, you are some lucky guy."
Aww. That's sweet.
It's sweet, but as soon as he uttered that phrase, a bolt of lightning came down from the sky, shot into the microphone, and knocked JP back 10 feet.
Sign. I can't decide.
Moments later, a downpour started and guests ran for shelter.
Oh my gosh. Please
tell me. I think it's a bad sign.
I want him to wake up with like superhuman powers though, suddenly.
JP was uninjured apart from a scorch mark on his thumb, and he says the rest of the day went pretty smoothly, though people kept coming up to him asking why he was still alive.
Wait, he didn't go to the hospital?
No, didn't need to. I guess he was fine.
All
right. Well, hey, I'm not going to ruin my daughter's day, so we're just going to move past that lightning bolt thing.
Today's not about me, everyone.
Yeah.
But I think we should take that as a sign, though. He turns over to the guy's like, "You're a good guy," and then struck by lightning, rain starts pouring, and people have to run. It's like, okay, maybe he's not.
No, the rain is supposed to be lucky on your wedding day, or that's not what they say so that you don't feel bad when it rains on your wedding day.
Okay. I guess maybe your father almost being killed by lightning could be a lucky sign, too. We'll see. This next laser story is out of Madison, Wisconsin. A couple posted an ad on Craigslist a few weeks ago that just started going viral. They're getting married later this year, and they need a photographer who won't just take pictures of the ceremony and the reception, but also when they're back in their room consummating their marriage.
What?
Wait. Yep.
Don't they realize how tired they're going to be after their wedding and that it's not going to be all they think it's going to be that night? I mean, the next day,
much.
I mean, they'll recover and it'll be great. But that night, I'm just telling you. Whew.
Well, I don't think they know much about anything because they're virgins who saved themselves for marriage.
Oh, my gosh. And they're doing photographs for their first time?
They say, quote, "We understand our first time will be awkward, but we don't think it will be much more awkward for the photographer to be in there with us."
Oh, my gosh.
So far, they've received quite a large response from people willing to document the event, but it is Craigslist, so a lot are not real photographers, and that's the problem. They told local news outlets that their wedding is next month, so they're still hoping to find that perfect person.
I just feel like the photographer's going to end up, like, laughing in the corner, like, "Ha, that's not how you do it, man."
Figure it out, man.
This next laser story is out of Corpus Christi, Texas. 35-year-old Margaret Phillips was using a Bank of America ATM the other afternoon when the strangest thing happened. After she got her cash, she waited for her receipt, but instead, a handwritten note came out.
What?
I'd be a little disappointed that that wasn't cash.
The note said, "Please help. I'm stuck in here. I don't have my phone. Please call my boss."
Go!
What?
At first, Margaret thought it might be a joke, so she went to her car and thought about tossing the paper, but then she decided, why not just call the number and find out?
Uh-huh.
And it turns out it was real and it wasn't a prank. Somebody was really trapped inside the ATM.
What? Oh my God. Inside?
A repairman was working in a room behind the ATM when he accidentally locked himself inside and he left his phone in his truck so he couldn't call for help. Authorities showed up a few minutes later and could hear the faint sound of his voice through the wall. They even had to knock the door down to get him out after being in there for almost 2 hours.
Oh my gosh. He was
okay.
Hooray!
Apparently, he passed several notes through the ATM.
Oh. And one believed him until this lady came along?
Yeah, everybody else thought it was a joke, but Margaret finally took it seriously, and now she's a hero.
Oh, good.
You'd be like, come on, you guys. I'm not joking here.
Those stupid prank shows, those impractical joker a-holes are ruining my life right now. This next laser story is out of China. A Chinese company called E-Umbrella had made 300,000 umbrellas available for rental at strategic locations in 11 cities, but there was one very big hiccup in their business plan. Mm-hmm. After just a few weeks in service, 290,000 of the umbrellas were stolen.
Go!
No way!
Wait, They didn't think that was going to happen.
The umbrella sharing service operated by having users pay a $3 deposit along with a 7-cent fee for each half hour of use.
Okay.
But it was unclear how users were meant to return the umbrellas, so most people just took them because they didn't know how to return them.
Good job, guys.
After it was calculated, it cost the company $9 for each umbrella that was unreturned, for a total of $2.6 million.
Gosh, that's more money in umbrellas than I expected.
The company hasn't given up, though. They say they're in the process of retooling things, and they expect to expand the business with 30 million more umbrellas.
Everyone has umbrellas now.
Right.
They just need to figure out how to get the umbrellas back before they launch it. They probably should have thought of that beforehand, but, you know, you live and learn. This next laser story is out of the world of innovation. There's a product on Kickstarter right now that's creating a big buzz. It's called Amabrush. And it's a new kind of futuristic toothbrush that cleans your teeth perfectly in 10 seconds flat.
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
That sounds amazing.
It does. I hate brushing my teeth. It takes forever. It really only takes like 2 minutes, but it takes forever, it seems like. It looks more like a mouth guard than a toothbrush. You put it in your mouth, press a button, and simultaneously it scrubs all of your teeth with just the right amount of toothpaste.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine how much that tickles though? Like the first time I used an electric toothbrush, I had to keep trying at that thing for like 2 months because I couldn't stop laughing.
Many online commenters love the idea. One man said, quote, "This is like the ultimate toothbrush for anybody who's lazy. Not only does it brush your teeth in record time, but I don't even have to move my arms to get it done."
You know though, even with that, someone's still going to be like, too much work, not brushing my teeth tonight.
Yeah, you're like, I'm just tired. I don't want to have to apply the toothpaste. This is stupid. If you want one, you can pre-order it on Kickstarter by pledging $90, plus you have to pay $23 in international shipping because they're coming from Europe, and they're not scheduled to ship until later on this year. This next laser story is out of the world of stupid.
Oh, we've all been to that world before. Maybe we live in it now.
If you feel like the country is getting dumber, well, this won't change your mind. According to a new survey, 7% of adults in this country think chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
No, they do not.
Yep, and another 48% say they're not sure where chocolate milk comes from.
What? Is that
Which
a joke?
Means,
are you joking with me right now?
No, I'm not. Less than half of people in this country know that chocolate milk comes from adding chocolate to milk. America.
You actually said that, and by the stats, someone just learned something.
They're like, what?
Yeah, quite a few people listening went like, oh my God.
Well, then where do we get strawberry milk from?
I gotta go home. My mind is blown today. This little guy came out of nowhere today.
He did.
That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Wednesday.